हरे कृष्ण। In one of the hospitals, there was an old man about to die, and he was screaming and yelling, catching hold of the bed, passing stool and urine. He was crying. He was saying, "I am about to die. What should I do now?" So one lady doctor, she exactly didn't know what should she tell him. She said, "Die calmly, die calmly. Don't make so much noise." So 1 week later, she came to temple, and somehow somebody brought her, and then she became a devotee. So later on she lamented, "If only I knew this Hare Krishna mantra, I would have told him at the time of passing away from this body." Because the Shastra say, "Etavan Sankhya Yogabhyam Swadharma Parinishthaya जन्मलाभ परपुंसाम अंते नारायण स्मृति। जैसे वेदर यू आर अ स्वधर्म निष्ठा, यू आर फॉलोइंग युअर ओन प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज इन दिस वर्ल्ड इन वर्णाश्रम एस अ ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्थ वानप्रस्थ सन्यासी वॉट एवर, और इफ यू आर अ सांख्य योगी और अ ज्ञान योगी, और इफ यू आर अष्टांग योगी और अ भक्ति योगी, फॉर ऑल द पीपल at the time of death they have to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. It says ante Narayana Smriti. And if they don't remember the Lord and call out his holy names at the time of death, that means they have to take one more birth in this world. So it is very easily observable in this world that nothing comes with us at the time of death. We earn a lot of money, and even those who saved millions of rupees in Swiss bank, they leave it behind and go. We have property, we have relatives and friends, many well-wishers. We have to leave behind everybody, and when the body is taken to graveyard, and subsequently nobody even knows where the person is going. The only thing that will come with us beyond death is the holy name that we have chanted, the benefits we have achieved through the chanting of the holy name. What you see in that picture there, in that extreme right, this is Gajendra, an elephant, who in his previous life was a king called Indradumna Raja. As Indradumna, he was a devotee, and he also used to chant the holy names. And at one point of time, when he got a curse from one rishi, he had to become an elephant. But although the soul and the body of Indradumna Raja achieved the body of an elephant, still the old spiritual impressions were there, because it goes with subtle body. You see, when you chant Hare Krishna, it goes to the innermost recesses of your subtle body, and it remains, and it doesn't go away. So of course, he had completely forgotten in the body of elephant. But then one day he was going with all his friends and relatives to enjoy in a lake. But then he was firmly caught by a crocodile. And he turned around for help from relatives and friends, and all of them only could cry tears. "Sorry, sorry, we are unable to help you. We cannot come inside the waters." Some of them tried to pull him with his tail. They couldn't help him. So not getting any help, he cried out loudly. In that traumatic situation, the old impressions he had in his mind came out. At that time he looked up at the sky and cried out, "O Lord, who is supreme, whoever is supreme Lord, please come and deliver me." Like that he prayed. Actually he didn't know the name of Supreme Lord. That's one thing he had forgotten apparently. Many, many demigods, devatas came in the Akashmar. "Do you want any help from us?" He said, "No. I only want help from only one person. Who is it?" "Supreme Lord. You people will take me to heaven. You may give some material benedictions, but I want to go to Vaikuntha. Never to come back to this material world." So he rejected all of them. And then he was looking up. So he actually called, "Adimulame." He said, "Adi Mulame means the original source of all existence. And then Lord Narayana, in his own abode, took this prayer seriously, although he couldn't even call with the name. But you see, Lord Narayana and his bird carrier Garuda, he boarded the bird carrier Garuda and he came flying very quickly. In fact, Lakshmi said, please, wear your sandals, which you have forgotten. He said, that's not so important for me. Delivering my devotee is very important. He left behind his sandals and boarded the Garuda and speared up Garuda. Go fast, Garuda. Garuda went at his full speed. And Lord Narayana was not satisfied with the maximum speed of Garuda also. He put Garuda on his shoulders and he started flying. If he wants to fly, who can stop him? And immediately, as soon as he arrived on the scene, Vajendra immediately remembered his name. He said, Narayana, Akila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste, he said. So by seeing him, he remembered his name. How? Srila Prabhupada says, because he had chanted Narayana's name in the Purva Jana. So the holy names of Krishna goes birth after birth with you. And also it enters into the core of our hearts and it will come to help for you when you are facing a calamitous situation. Calamity is defined as an event that happens so speedily that you are observing it but you cannot rectify it. Like you are walking on the road, your electric pole is falling on someone. You are seeing it but you have no power to stop it. And it is hitting on somebody's head, he is falling and dying. This is called calamity. So all of us in our life also, sometime or other we will face such calamity where nobody will be able to help us. At that time the only person who will be with us is Krishna's holy name. So this is an example of Gajendra, how he chanted Lord's name and he was immediately delivered. Because Krishna says, Hetu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha Ananje naiva yogena maam bhyayanta upasate tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sadarat bhavami na chirat partha mayya veshita chetasam mayyeva mana adatsva may buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayyeva atavurdvam na samshaya. In these three verses, Krishna has revealed the great secret for all his living entities. He is saying, anyone who offers all his activities to me, just like all of you are rising early in the morning for Krishna, you are wearing dhoti kurta tilak for Krishna, you are eating prasadam, which is first eaten by Krishna and then the remnants we are accepting. You are hearing Krishna katha, you are chanting Hare Krishna, all these are activities we are offering to Krishna. Somebody is working in a job, you give a part of your salary to Krishna service, then that salary also becomes sanctified. You buy a house, you give an altar for Krishna and perform Mangala Arati, then your house becomes sanctified. You have 24 hours a day in your life, in your day, every day. 2 hours you give for Krishna's chant, then your day becomes sanctified. In this way, we can sanctify everything that we do by bringing Krishna and Krishna's holy name. And Krishna says, for such devotees, I am very easily available and I personally deliver them from this world of samsara to the spiritual world. Tesham aham samuddharta. He doesn't say something else. He says, aham means I myself deliver. He says, that is why he personally comes to take Gajendra back to the spiritual world in that great calamitous situation where no one could help him. This is not the only situation you find. Dhruva Maharaj, many of you know the story of Dhruva going to jungle and coming back as a pure devotee. But there is a subsequent story where Dhruva's brother was killed by Yaksha, one Yaksha. And Dhruva became extremely angry and he went to the Alkapuri and killed hundreds and thousands of Yakshas wholesale. At that time, the Yakshas also became angry. Then they started attacking him. At one time, Dhruva Maharaj was completely covered over like a cloud covering the sun. He became covered over by millions of arrows sent by the Yakshas, because there are millions of Yakshas on one side and Dhruva on the other side, one single. Can you imagine? He became completely covered over. At that time Dhruva was also bewildered, what to do now? Then in the Akash Mark, some rishis were going. They told, Dhruva, never be afraid. That Narayana's name is always with you. You recite Narayana's name and you will be out of the illusion. Then he recited Narayana's name. Next moment, all the illusion dispelled, just like the fog dispels in front of the sun. Then he came out. And then he emerged victorious subsequently. All the yakshas ran away after that. So, in this way, he was also in a calamitous situation. And Ajamila was in the deathbed. When Yamadutas came to pick him up, what can be a more calamitous situation for someone who has committed so many sins with no punya in his account? That is why in the Bhagavatam it is said, Mriyamana Hare Nama Krinan Putro Pacharitam Ajamilo Pyagadama Kimbhuta Shraddhayagrinan. See, this verse says, Mriyamana means at the time of death. Harer Nama. At the time of death, Ajamila called the name of Hari by calling out the name Narayana. Like that he also called out. Grinan Putra Upacharitam, just to call his own son Narayana. But Lord Narayana, the Supreme Lord is so kind that somebody calls his name even indirectly by calling someone else. He takes it seriously. Immediately, Lord sent his Vishnu Dutas, his servants, and Vishnu Dutas came and saved him from Yamapash. And Ajamila was delivered in that most calamitous situation. So three situations I told you. And Gajendra at the verge of death by the hands of crocodile. And Dhruva Maharaj at the verge of death at the hands of Yaksha. And Ajamila, who was already his body was bound by Yamapash. Yamakinkaras had come. But Vishnu Dutas came and delivered him. In those three bad situations, they all chanted the holy name. And thus the holy name is our only shelter, either in this life or next life or all lives to come. And the early morning, Brahma Muhurtam is the most ideal time to chant the holy name and try to hear attentively with full absorption, to place it in the innermost recesses of our hearts, and by the result of which will be, it will come to our help at the most needed hour. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Jai.